The snow was perfect. It stuck in thick layers as they rolled it into balls along the ground. Mabel made the last, smallest one for the head, and Jack stacked them one atop the other. The figure barely stood above his waist. "It's kind of small," he said. She stepped back and inspected it from a distance. "It's just fine," she said. They patted snow into the cracks between the snowballs, smoothed the edges. He walked away from the light of the lantern and cabin window into a stand of trees. He came back with two birch branches, and he stuck one into each side of their creation. Now it had arms. "A girl. Let's make it a little girl," she said.
"All right."
She knelt and began shaping the bottom into a skirt that spread out from the snow girl. She slid her hands upward, shaving away the snow and narrowing the outline until it looked like a little child. When she stood up, she saw Jack at work with a pocket knife.
"There," he said.
He stepped back. Sculpted in the white snow were perfect, lovely eyes, a nose, and small white lips. She even thought she could see cheekbones and a little chin.
"Oh, you don't like it?"
He sounded disappointed.
"No, oh no, she's beautiful. I just didn't know."
How could she speak her surprise? Such delicate features formed by his calloused hands. A glimpse at his longing. Surely he too had wanted children. They had talked about it so often when they first married, joking they would have a baker's dozen, but really planning on only three or four. What fun Christmas would be with a household full of little ones, they told each other, their first quiet winter together. There was an air of solemnity as they opened each other's presents, but they believed someday their Christmas mornings would reel with running children and squeals of delight. She sewed a small stocking for their firstborn, and he sketched plans for a rocking horse he would build. Maybe the first would be a girl, or would it be a boy? How could they have known that 20 years later they would still be childless? Just an old man and an old woman alone in the wilderness.